There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, top of the hour, wherever you're sitting, entering the second hour of the Power Hour. So glad to have you on board. Dr. David Brownstein will be joining us in the next segment. You don't want to miss that. Salt your way to health. We're going to be talking about the real issue of salt and a lot of other things because he is so smart and he knows so much. And he's one of us, ladies and gentlemen. I love that. Now, for the long-awaited how to make your own vinegar, thieves vinegar. Now, this is a DIY thing you can do yourself with just simple ingredients because we know the properties of vinegar and apple cider vinegar, the Bragg's, which we recommend here at the Power Hour. And we've heard the stories about thieves oil. Remember the writings of the ancient and ancient Greece and in the Bible? Thieves' name comes from those many stories where supposedly during the plague, only those who drank vinegar infused with garlic lived to tell about it or used a vinegar but they put the oils in it to do the good stuff for them. And others say that the thieves were robbing the homes and corpses of those that had died. But one particular group of thieves survived, and what they shared was that the herbal vinegar blend they used to protect themselves from the plague, they were granted leniency in court for the crimes if they would tell how they made their vinegar. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the name for thieves vinegar was used to describe the vinegar tonic, I guess, of one of the bad guys, Richard Forthave. Anyway, a lot of people thought it was a legend. It was kind of a cool story, which I did too. But now they say that it really was the real deal. Now, here's how you make your own vinegar. Now, if you don't have the computer and you want this story or this recipe and you can't write it down, then call the Power Mall and tell Rosie to send it to you or whomever to send it to you if you order something. But we don't want to have to start sending stuff out because, what is it, 48 cents for a stamp now?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Anyway, here's the ingredients for the Four Thieves Vinegar, as in the number four, Four Thieves Vinegar. Okay, several peeled garlic cloves, several lavender blossoms, several whole cloves, they have the highest ORAC of any food, rosemary, and you take either, if you use the leaves, you use a handful of leaves or a tablespoon of the ground leaves of the dried. Then you do thyme and handle that the same as the rosemary and sage. So rosemary, thyme, and sage. Then a half teaspoon of organic peppercorns. And 16 ounces of raw apple cider vinegar. And, of course, it's got to have the mother. Just order the Bragg's from the Power Mall, please. Do business with the good guys. And then any other herbs growing in your garden that you want to add to that. Then the directions are there how to do it. I'm not going to go into that, but it's not that difficult to do. You can do it really easily at home. But that's what you need to have handy to improve your immune system. We're making no claims. We do no medical advice on this program.
Get your spices at the Power Hour. Get the one-pound bags, you know.
Yes, the one-pound bags of the spices. They're organic, and they are so much cheaper to buy them in the Mylar bag than to get them in that little dinky thing at the store that doesn't really have really good quality herbs, at least as ours are. And another story, we were talking about pistachios, potent medicine for heart and the airway. Thousands of years, Ayurvedic medicine utilized the galls of the pistachio tree to treat asthma. And then the other story, 90% of serotonin is made in the gut.
I just find that fascinating. Mm-hmm. That this brain chemical, where does it come from? Your gut?
That's right.
That's crazy.
So maybe we do need those probiotics.
Absolutely.
After all.
Very important.
Yes, probiotics are extremely important. Your digestive tract is where it's at, ladies and gentlemen. Although serotonin is well known as a brain neurotransmitter, it's estimated that 90% of the body's serotonin is made in the digestive tract. Altered levels of this peripheral serotonin have been linked to diseases such as irritable bowel, cardiovascular disease, and osteoporosis. So, There you got it. And we are going to be talking to medical director of the Center for Holistic Medicine in West Bloomfield, Michigan. Dr. Brownstein will be joining us in the next segment. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
From media brainwashing to genetically modified food, forces of darkness are attempting to disempower you. Only you can battle against these forces by choosing mental and emotional wellness. Author Sean Morgan has spent years discovering the most effective methods for self-deprogramming and empowerment using ancient Eastern traditions and modern Western research. Now he's sharing the most powerful insights and practices to those suffering with low energy, low motivation, physical illness, anxiety, depression, and financial scarcity. Big Brother wants you to be docile, obedient, and fearful. By reading The Mastery of Change, you will develop your understanding of neural pattern interruptions, emotional energy cycles, and understand what it takes to break free from victimhood, illness, depression, and fear. Free to read online and available in hard copy and for all brands of e-readers for as little as $1, The Mastery of Change and its 30-day challenge gives you the steps to take now for massive transformation. Learn more at masteryofchange.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We are so pleased to have Dr. David Brownstein joining us. He is board certified as a family practitioner. He utilizes the best of conventional medicine, holistic medicine, and he's authored a number of books, Drugs That Don't Work and Natural Therapies That Do, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It, which we have at the Power Mall, Overcoming Arthritis, Overcoming Thyroid Disorders, The Guide to a Dairy-Free Diet, Gluten-Free Diet. I mean, excellent books, and he has a new one coming out, which we're not going to talk about today, but oh my goodness, it's going to be a winner also. And Dr. David Brownstein, who is the medical director of the Center for Holistic Medicine in West Bloomfield, Michigan, thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour.
I'm happy to be here, Joyce.
You know, when we talk in terms of what a holistic doctor does versus another conventional doctor, if you are asked, and I'm sure you are, you know, what kind of doctor are you? I love that question. And then what do you do different than a regular doctor? How would you respond to that?
So I always refer to myself as a holistic family doctor. And what I would say is different is that in medical school, I was taught nothing about health or what it is or how to maintain it. What I was taught about was how to diagnose disease and pathology and then how to prescribe that one drug to treat that diagnosis. So I would say that's the biggest difference between what I do now and what I was trained to do. Although I still follow the same parameters what I was trained to do, you know, make a good diagnosis, but then try and help people optimize their health.
Let me ask you, how do you make your diagnosis as opposed to a physician, conventional physician? How do you make your diagnoses?
Well, I think that there is some good, there's a lot of good with conventional medicine. And one of the good is their model of, making a good diagnosis. And the model mm-hmm. is, taking a history from a patient, listening for their complaints, doing a good physical exam, and then ordering the appropriate lab test to confirm or deny what you think is going on. And I think that model holds true for what I do. But we were not taught to test people for their health status, and we're not taught to, how to help people maintain health. I wasn't taught anything about that. And, mm-hmm. Once I started looking at people's nutritional levels, particularly their vitamins, minerals, and hormone levels, and getting those things balanced, that's when I started to see the really positive results in my practice.
Interesting. And what kind of people come to you? I mean, obviously it's people that want holistic medicine, but what kind of people are they, and how have they been educated in that realm? How do you find them, or how do they find you?
Well, I see people from a variety of backgrounds. I see people who are healthy. I see people who are sick. A lot of my patients have been through multiple conventional doctors and conventional treatments, and they're unsatisfied with the results or unsatisfied with the side effects from those treatments, and they're just looking for a different, safer and effective alternative. So that's a lot of our practice and, what we do. How do they find me? They find me through the internet, through my books and, through my website.
Do people come to you that have suffered from burnout in the regular medical profession and just fed up with it and realize it's not the answer?
Absolutely. I would say that's well over half of who comes to me. They've been put on the standard of care medication routes, and they're suffering side effects from that. They're not feeling good from it. Their doctor's not listening to them. And basically, they're not feeling that their doctor is giving them their full attention, and their doctor's too busy prescribing medications that aren't helping them feel better and medications that are making them sick, and they want a different opinion, a different alternative.
And then the question of why do they come to you? Is it because of, you tell me, what diagnoses or what symptom collection do these people have that come to you?
Well, the most common diagnosis by far, or the most common complaints by far that people come to me with is their fatigue. People are tired of being tired. They're brain fogged, and they just can't get their energy level up. And, usually going along with that fatigue, there can be some weight issues where they're having trouble maintaining their weights, or they're gaining weight when they don't think they should be gaining weight. But most importantly, they just don't have the energy that they want to get through their daily activities.
That seems to be the biggest problem throughout the country is fatigue. And you say that, of course, weight gain plays a huge role in that. They've been showing this program on TV, My 600-Pound Life, and they're focusing on all these people that are 600 to 1,000 pounds. And it's a scenario that we haven't seen, and, of course, we don't see many of these people. But that's an extension, a huge extension, very rare probably that they become that big. But the weight issue in this country is beyond epidemic, though, don't you believe?
Oh, absolutely. I saw it in my children as they were growing up. When I remember in elementary school, middle, and high school, there wasn't this number of overweight and obese children as there are now. I mean, I can see it in my kids' generation, and, each successive generation that I've seen is getting worse. And either we get a handle on this, or, this will bankrupt our system just from the amount of diabetes and hypertension and chronic medical problems that are going to come along with this obesity epidemic. Presently 2/3 of Americans are overweight or obese, and 1/3 are obese. And we just can't survive with that.
And, you know, it's interesting because on that show, the 600-pound man or whatever, what I think is fascinating is that all of these people eat nothing but junk food. They send somebody out three times a day to get their food. And when they're eating, like, for instance, the lady came over and says, what are you going to have to eat today? And she said, we're going to have for breakfast. We're having macaroni and cheese and chicken sticks or whatever they call those things. And just junk. I mean, it's not even real food. And that's what they've been feasting on for years and years, some of them up to 10,000 calories a day. And I'm just fascinated by this because they all talk about the addiction to the junk food, that they cannot get off of it. And that is the big problem after the surgery, why only 5% of those people after they've had bariatric surgery are able to lose weight is because they're addicted to junk food. What is it about junk food that keeps people eating it?
Well, in a quick nutshell, if people eat devitalized food, they can expect to have a devitalized body. And so what is it about junk food? Junk food is very high in sugar, very low in essential nutrients such as vitamins and minerals. It makes the body nutrient deficient, and that stresses the body out. And then the consequences are that people are hungry all the time. They're eating more, and the sugar just quickly body doesn't know what to do with this overloaded sugar that's coming in, and the body quickly turns it into fat, just stores it as fat. And people get larger and larger, and either people educate themselves on, you know, what are the appropriate foods to eat and take action on that, or it just continues on and on and on.
And I don't think these people became that way because they ate too many salads. I don't think that could ever happen, could it?
No. I think that, you know, when you look at, you know, every major intersection in every major city, you know, it's full of fast food restaurants and, you know, quick foods that are really devitalized food that we should not be eating on a daily. We shouldn't be eating it at all, but we shouldn't be eating it on a daily basis, certainly.
You know, and I told the listeners a story one time when I was out and I decided I wanted to try something on a weekend. And I was in a town that had Arby's because we don't have an Arby's. We don't have hardly anything here in this town. But they had Arby's and I thought, you know, Arby's is a really addicting, it seems like, food. And I went there to have Arby's on a Friday or Saturday or something. I didn't eat it, and I hadn't had it for years. And so I had it on a Friday. And then by Saturday, I was ready to walk to that town for an hour, if it took that, to get there to have another Arby's sandwich. I mean, it was like it was calling me back. Now, what does that?
You know, it's that sugar load that's in that food, and then, you know, they lace it all with MSG and other items that stimulate our appetite centers, and we become addicted to it. And that was shown in that movie where that gentleman ate McDonald's every day for 30 days, three meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like it the first meal or two, and by the third or fourth meal, he said he's craving it and becoming addicted to it. Mm-hmm. And over 30 days, he became a type 2 diabetic, his triglycerides were through the roof, his liver enzymes went up, and he was clearly going down a path he didn't want to go down. And he remarked after at the end of the movie that he had a very difficult time coming off it because he felt he was addicted to it. So, I mean, the food industry has figured it out, what can make us keep coming back, but we're going to have to make some hard choices whether we're going, as a society, going to allow this to happen or not.
That's right. So we know that food plays a huge role. So we've got to get that taken care of. And it's not just good enough to say, well, I'm going to try to eat better. No, it's got to be a conscious decision where you say, okay, that's it. And I will do this and I will eat this and I will learn to like it, because you have to learn to like it when you've not had it. You know, when you haven't had salads, I mean, to me right now, I crave a salad. I crave our greens from our greenhouse and have a salad, but I didn't used to. So now we've taken care of the issue of food, and that's a no-brainer right there. And you've got plenty of books on that that you have written that people can get at the Power Mall. Guide to Healthy Eating is one that you might want to start with. But let's talk about other than food. When people come into you and say, you know, I'm so tired all the time, what do you look to next after you've probably advised them on how to eat correctly? Then what?
Well, I mean, the first thing I do after taking a history and doing a physical exam is order blood tests. And every patient that comes in my office gets a full thyroid evaluation. Since I find so many people have thyroid problems, and the thyroid gland sits in the lower part of the neck and weighs about 1.5 ounces, and it produces a teaspoon of thyroid hormone for a whole year. And that teaspoon of thyroid hormone has to drive the metabolic rate of every cell in the body 24/7. And if thyroid hormone is designed to keep our body weight stable, to produce enough heat to keep us warm, and to give us energy throughout the day. And that's just what we talk about is people having the most problems with their energy level and they're gaining weight and, you know, just not feeling well.
Okay, we've got to go to a break. We'll be back and we're going to find out how do you feed your thyroid, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. David Brownstein is our guest, MD. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. DrBrownstein.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Baby, if I could change.
Hour, ladies and gentlemen, you talk about somebody changing the world, Dr. David Brownstein, MD, and he is changing the world, certainly in West Bloomfield, Michigan, and he is such an inspiration by the books that he has written, the website, drbrownstein.com, and I want you to know that he does not take new patients. Now, you were telling me during the break you've not taken any new patients since when?
Oh, it's about 10 years now, I think. And
wow.
I wish I could, but I got to be able to take care of the ones that I have.
And that's amazing. And the other thing that you don't take insurance either. So that tells me the world is waking up to this and they are desperately wanting what you have to offer. Thank goodness there are physicians like you and others out there. And is there a website that a person could go to for alternative physicians?
There is. You can, number one, you can go to my website, which is drbrownstein.com, drbrownstein.com, and then to find an alternative doctor, I belong to a very good organization called International College of Integrative Medicine, ICIM.org is the website, and they have a list of doctors all over the country.
Excellent. So if you can't have Dr. Brownstein, there are other doctors that do integrative medicine that you can go to. That is, give the website again, please.
ICIM.org.
Got it. Okay, ICIM.org. That'll be in the email blast today. And please sign up for the email blast because you'll be able to just click on Dr. Brownstein, send it to your friends, send it to your family, and let them listen to this incredible physician. All right, at the break, I was asking you, what is the care and feeding of a thyroid? How do we take care of our thyroid and ameliorate or maximize its potential for us?
So, Joyce, when I started looking in medical school, I was taught to test for thyroid problems by ordering a TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone blood test. Mm-hmm. And if that test was abnormal, they have a thyroid problem, prescribed thyroid hormone. And if that test was normal, then just that's it. They don't have a thyroid problem. And I can tell you after 20 plus years of practicing medicine and looking at people, that was the incorrect way to do it. And now I find that you have to take a good history and look for some of the symptoms of thyroid problems, such as fatigue or morning fatigue, a sense of being cold all the time, brain fog, weight gain, and things like that. And then the order of the appropriate lab tests, which include a TSH test, but also include, I don't think anyone can be fully evaluated for the thyroid without adding a T3 and a T4, and which are thyroid hormone levels, and another one called reverse T3. And thyroid antibodies. And I think that, you know, I describe this in my book, Overcoming Thyroid Disorders, but that's a much more comprehensive way to diagnose someone with a thyroid problem than what I was taught in medical school.
And I would encourage you to get that book. If you want to start out with knowing how to address thyroid disorders, any of them, Overcoming Thyroid Disorders at the Power Mall, and you can get that by calling 877-817-9829. Let's talk about, I know I wanted you to address salt today and iodine. Now, these are important, critical elements that most people don't understand. Explain the importance. Well, let's start off with salt. Would you explain the importance of salt and real salt?
Sure. Well, I was taught in medical school that we get too much salt in our diet and salt causes the hypertensive crisis that was occurring, and it still is occurring, and we need to lower our salt intake to treat hypertension. Well, that's all false. Salt is the second major constituent in our body next to water. We can't live without adequate amounts of salt. Limiting salt in our diet does little for blood pressure for almost everybody, over 99% of people. It's a rare individual who can lower salt and lower his or her blood pressure, and for those individuals that do lower salt and lower their blood pressure, it's minimal amounts of a couple of millimeters of mercury that's really insignificant. My experience of checking thousands of patients over the years is that the vast majority of patients are actually salt deficient, and they need more salt in their diet.
Wow.
Now, when we talk about salt, what people don't know is that there's a difference between refined salt and unrefined salt. And refined salt is what most of us are aware of. Those are the fine, thin, white crystals that are available at every restaurant and usually in everybody's pantry. And that lacks all the minerals. That just has sodium and chloride in it. Unrefined salt has over 88 minerals in it.
88. Okay, we're going to go to this break. We got a 3-minute break coming at us. Dr. Brownstein is our guest, and the book is Salt Your Way to Health at the Power Mall. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Starting all over again, it's gonna be rough for us. We're gonna make it. Starting all over as friends, it's gonna be tough on us. We gotta face it. We lost what we had. That's what hurt us so bad. Set us back a thousand years.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Starting all over again, you can start any day. Remember, treat your body like a temple, not a dumpster. And let's start some way new today with the kind of information you're getting from Dr. Brownstein. And your salt is a good way to do that. Because if you use the blue bottle that you find everywhere, the blue container, then that's not real salt or what you really need to be using. Dr. Brownstein, the Himalayan salt, which the Power Hour promotes and we use here, is a pink salt. And what is in that pink salt that is not going to be in that iodized blue container of salt? Dr. Brownstein, do we have him there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, now we can hear you. Yes, thank you very much.
As I was mentioning in before the break, unrefined salt has no minerals in it. It's 99% sodium and chloride, and then the rest of it is toxic chemicals like ferrocyanide and aluminum silicate. Unrefined salt, such as the Himalayan salt, has up to 2% minerals, and those minerals include 88 essential minerals that we need to live. So one of the ways you can tell the difference between salt is that the color of it. So when salt has color to it, it's the mineral content that gives us its color, and different salts have different colors to it. So the pink color of the Himalayan salt is the unique mineral content that it has in it, and I've tested it 3 or 4 times and found it to be free of toxic metals and to contain those 88 minerals, and it's been a very helpful product for my patients over the years.
And so you tell your people it's okay to eat salt? I mean, when I was working in heart transplant and the renal floor, nobody got any salt there. I mean, their food was as bland as air conditioning filters.
Not only is it okay to eat salt, we have to have salt. Salt's an essential element. We can't live without it. And studies have clearly shown that limiting someone's salt intake to 1,500 milligrams, which is what the Institute of Medicine is recommending, is not doable. I mean, it sets in motion a cascade of biochemical problems in the body that leads to high cholesterol levels and high triglyceride levels and more heart attacks than people who eat normal amounts of salt. So we just need to eat the right kind of salt to get the benefit. And the right kind of salt is Himalayan or unrefined salt.
And I want to remind everybody, the Institute of Medicine also said there is no Gulf War illness. All these people just have a lot of psychiatric problems and how sad it is. But that's the kind of organizations that are paid to tell what the government wants them to say. So if the government knew, if these big medical organizations, they certainly have to understand that 87 minerals or 2 minerals, which is best for you? 87 minerals or 2 minerals? Then why do they not tell everybody this information?
Well, I write in my salt book that perhaps the reason they don't tell everybody this information is because if people are salt deficient, it leads to high insulin levels and diabetes, which we have a lot of medications to treat that. It leads to high cholesterol and high triglyceride and high LDL cholesterol level. And Lord knows we have medications to treat that. It leads to more heart attacks, and we know that people get into the conventional realm and the conventional treatments, you know, once they have a heart attack. So perhaps there's a reason they want us to stay on this low salt kick, because it allows, then doctors are able to treat patients with a bunch of different medications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way it works. Now, how do you tell your patients to use salt? Do you tell them to use it gingerly? Do you tell them to, you know, just salt, use as much salt as you want or feel like you need? How do you direct them?
Well, generally what I found is that for most people, if you have normal kidney function, at least a teaspoon of unrefined salt a day, in addition to whatever's in food or whatever you've cooked with, seems to be adequate. Now, there is a significant amount of people who need more than that. You know, if you exercise heavier, you sweat heavier, or generally just a really active person. So most people can do fine with a teaspoon or even up to 2 teaspoons. But salt, you don't get the salt, toxic salt levels until, you know, 20 teaspoons or so. So we're not even close to problems with salt, you know, with those levels.
Okay. What about for children?
Well, children need to use salt. They need to learn at a young age that salt is, makes food taste better, and the salt's okay to take. And what we did with our kids when they were little was we put a little container on the kitchen table, and we would all sort of put our hands in it and sprinkle with our food and got our kids using salt at an early age. And now that my kids are in college, they know how important salt is, and they're putting it in their water, and they're using it throughout the day.
That's interesting. In college, that wow, I can't imagine you having children that old. You look so young yourself. I mean, you really do. I mean, you must be practicing what you talk about here.
Oh, that's going to get you a lot of points, Joyce. So I do preach what I practice.
Yeah, it's true, too. Okay, salt and the thyroid gland, salt and the adrenal gland, salt and detoxification in your book, Salt Your Way to Health. Listeners, this is really a valuable book. If you don't know where to start or what to do or why salt is so important, that it affects so many different things. You would think it would just, you know, it would affect maybe your thyroid or the way food tastes, but salt plays an active role in so many other systems of the body.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head, because if there's not enough salt, the thyroid gland doesn't work well. The adrenal glands become stressed, and the body releases compensatory adrenal hormones to hold on to the little salt that's coming in the diet, and people get adrenal stress. So I write in that book that not enough salt will trigger a hormonal imbalance problem that can lead to fatigue and brain fog and weight gain, just the stuff we were talking about earlier. So all this stuff is related. And salt is an integral component of what I do in my practice. I call it doing the basics, and salt is certainly one of the basics.
And we have the Himalayan salt at the Power Mall, and we have the book, Salt Your Way to Health. You know, one of the other things I wanted to get to is another shortage that you say that nearly every person is low in salt, nearly every person is low in iodine. Talk to us about how you deal with that problem with your patients.
So in medical school, Joyce, I learned that nobody needed iodine. There was enough iodine and salt, and the iodine epidemic that was prevalent across the United States in the 1920s was resolved. Well, that's incorrect, and I can tell you that's incorrect by telling you that my partners and I have tested well over 6,000 patients, and over 96% have tested low for iodine, most of them severely low for iodine or iodine not detectable on the laboratory tests they're using. So I can tell you that iodine deficiency is alive and well in 21st century America, and that you can't have a properly functioning thyroid gland without iodine. In fact, you can't have a properly functioning gland in the body without enough iodine. Now, the glands include the thyroid, the ovaries, the uterus, the breast, the prostate, and the pancreas. And one of iodine's main jobs in those glands is to maintain a normal architecture. When iodine deficiency is present, the first sign of that is cysts in the glands. And if it goes on longer, the cysts become hard and nodular. If it goes on longer, the nodules take a hyperplastic appearance, and that's a precursor to cancer. And what are we suffering from right now in our country? An epidemic of glandular cancer. We have 1 in 7 women with breast cancer, 1 in 3 men with prostate cancer. Thyroid cancer is the fastest growing cancer in the United States. Pancreas cancer is increasing at epidemic rates. Ovarian, uterine cancer is increasing at epidemic rates. I say it's all related to this iodine deficiency epidemic that we're facing. And the powers that be will not recognize it. They will not talk about it. And it's up to each person to educate themselves and to take the appropriate steps to prevent this stuff from happening.
And you said that thyroid cancer is the fastest growing cancer?
In the United States, numbers-wise, it's occurring at more and more people at a faster rate than any other cancer. And you don't hear anything from conventional medicine about why it's occurring. And I've been lecturing and writing about this for almost 20 years now, saying that the answer is right under our noses. It's iodine deficiency.
So the iodine deficiency causes a cyst. The cyst caused the cancer or turn into cancer. So if a person wants to improve their diet from the standpoint of iodine, how do you recommend to your listeners, if they come to you and say that, what do you tell them?
Well, the only good source of iodine in our diet is from sea vegetables or seafood, sea animals. Now, that's fine, particularly with sea vegetables like seaweed, if the seaweed is grown in a clean part of the ocean. However,
right,
if the seaweed is grown in an ocean that is polluted with bromine and fluoride and other toxins, that seaweed could take up those halogens instead of iodine, which is exactly what's happening to the oceans as well as to the humans around the planet. So if you really, truly want to correct iodine deficiency, my view is take an iodine supplement. Then you know what you're getting, and in our toxic world, you're going to need, I think, iodine supplements versus what you can get in food supply these days. That's been my experience with it.
Okay, so I know you recommend Iodorol, which we have at the Power Mall, and Iodorol being one that many, many, many people take. How do you start people off on that, or how do they know how they should be taking Iodorol without reading your book? Because I would encourage them to get your book on iodine. Please, ladies and gentlemen, get the book on iodine from the Power Mall. Iodine, why you need it and why you can't live without it. And seriously, that's a pretty strong statement that you make there.
Well, the book title kind of wrote itself for me, and it's in its fifth edition, which came out late last year. And in that book, I describe, you know, much more about iodine. But for most people, one iodorol capsule, which is 12.5 milligrams, one or two a day seems to be adequate. However, for a man with prostate problems or a woman with breast problems, they may need more. And, you know, I always tell people that to get the best results with iodine, if you're going to supplement with iodine, you've got to supplement salt with it, because the salt helps keep your detox pathways open, and it helps to usher out those toxic halogens like fluoride and bromide that build up in our bodies when we don't have enough iodine. So salt, such as Himalayan salt, should go right along with the iodorol when you're taking it.
So when you say breast cancer and prostate cancer, people need more, what's your definition of more?
Well, if we take breast cancer, we've all been affected by it. We know family members, we know friends who've had it. We have 1 in 7 women across our country suffering with breast cancer right now, and that number is going up and up and up. And a precursor to breast cancer is fibrocystic breasts, which occur in over 80% of U.S. women under an autopsy study that was done. And I just told you that iodine is to maintain a normal architecture of the glandular tissue. So if a woman is suffering from breast cancer or fibrocystic breast disease, or a man has prostate cancer or a large prostate, these people may need more iodine than the 12.5 or 25, one or two iodorol tablets a day. Now, in these cases, it's best to try and work with a doctor or healthcare provider who can test you and follow you for these levels. But in many patients, I have them on 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams, sometimes even more if they're suffering from advanced stage cancer.
And then the importance of that being that, well, even for children, the importance of that for children, I mean, do you put children on it also?
Oh, absolutely. And for pregnant women, if they don't have enough iodine before or during their first trimester of pregnancy, the baby's IQ may not develop normally, the thyroid may not develop normally, and the children may suffer with the glandular problems that I mentioned before. So I think it needs to start before women are pregnant, and then certainly it needs to start with children as young as you can get them. Now, if the child is breastfeeding and the mom's taking iodine, the iodine will concentrate in the breast milk just fine, and the baby can get enough iodine from the breast milk. But studies have clearly shown that women who aren't taking iodine, that over 80% are deficient in iodine in their breast milk, which would go along with my numbers that I'm seeing, you know, out there. But for younger kids, they can take iodine. A quick little formula was 0.08 milligrams per kilogram of iodine. And basically in a kid, you know, you can just cut those iodorol pills in half. And if they're really small, just use like a half a pill once a week and, you know, just sort of adjust it up. But those are just rough guidelines. And again, it's best to work with a practitioner who can help manage
good
this
point.
And help us deal with this.
Yeah, good point. We give no medical advice. This is for your educational and entertainment purposes only. And the website will be in the email blast that you can go to find an alternative integrative physician. Now, a lot of people use the brown, dark brown iodine, iosol iodine. There's a lot of names, different names for it. Now, what's the difference between them, and why do you pick the iodorol over using the brown liquid iodine?
Well, so there are many brown iodine, I-N-E, is an oxidized form of iodine, and it has a brownish color to it. There are many different forms of it out there. My use of iodorol stems from studying patients and seeing that everybody that I tested was toxic on bromide, and a good portion of them were toxic on fluoride. And these are halides that compete with iodine in the body, and that smaller amounts of iodine, such as found in that product that you mentioned and some of the other ones, just weren't enough to help the body detox from these toxic halides, that you need the larger amounts of iodine in the world we live in today. And, Joyce, I can tell you after testing over 1,000 patients for bromine, every single patient is tested for toxic bromine levels. And it didn't matter if they were healthy or sick or breast cancer or not breast cancer, they all have high bromine levels. And it's, unfortunately, it's just the world we live in today, as bromine is found in computers and iPads and iPods and food. It's in brominated vegetable oils and food and drink. And it's a fire retardant in mattresses and couches and pressed wood products. I mean, it's just all over the environment. We can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think due to our continuing exposure to bromine and fluoride in our water supply, we're going to need larger amounts of iodine than within some of those other products.
Okay, so you then recommend for your patients Iodorol, is that correct?
Absolutely. I've used Iodorol since the beginning, since Iodorol came out. In fact, I was in on the ground floor of the original research that Dr. Abraham, who was my mentor in iodine, used to develop Iodorol. And he developed it from a Lugol solution, which was that was designed in 1829 by Dr. Lugol, and he felt that you could use iodine to prevent infection, which was the number one cause of death back then. And iodine certainly can help with that today. And, you know, Lugol solution kind of lost track in conventional medicine once antibiotics came out. And, you know, it was really put on the back burner until, you know, recently when we started to talk about it again.
And, you know, just you mentioned Lugol solution, which is no longer available, but a lot of us remember that. But what, I mean, it's available, but not like it was before, I think, over the counter. What about methylate? I'm curious about methylate.
Well, you know, that's a topical iodine, and our parents used to put that on us for cuts and scrapes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Joyce, you probably remember our parents putting a mercurochrome for cuts and scrapes, which is a mercury derivative.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That probably wasn't the best thing to do back
then.
Oh, my goodness.
I learned something big time, ladies and gentlemen. Mercurochrome had mercury. Duh.
And mercury. Well, mercury not only kills us, it kills bacteria and parasites and viruses as well.
Okay, we got a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Whoa, that is sleepy time music. My goodness, what? Put all my people to sleep, Josh. Thank you very much. We're talking to Dr. David Brownstein today. I'm going to take your phone calls, and I apologize for holding them all to myself. But if you want to get in right now, if you've got a question regarding especially iodine or salt, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. If you would like to ask Dr. Brownstein a question, his website is drbrownstein.com. He's got a lot of really good information there. And, of course, the books, Overcoming Arthritis, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, Drugs that Don't Work, and Natural Therapies That Do, The Guide to Dairy-Free Diet, Gluten-Free Diet, Healthy Eating, Natural Hormones, The Soy Deception, and Vitamin B12 for Health. There's so many other shows that we could do, and he said he will join us again, so we will look forward to that. But also, one other thing, but while we're waiting for the phone calls to come in, 855-995-6923. Now, we have him until about 5 after, so get your phone calls in right now. One thing I found was interesting, I had forgotten about, is that unrefined salt, using unrefined or refined salt, there's a pH factor. Would you speak to that, please? Scott, do we have him? Where's our guest?
I'm still here.
Okay, you're there. Okay, they must have you potted down. What is the pH factor in salt that's important?
Well, it's interesting. My daughter, Jessie, did a sixth grade project on this. And
really?
She put a very simple project where she put refined and unrefined salt in a glass of pure water, and we saw the pH difference. So refined salt, lacking all the minerals, is very acidifying for the body and for that glass of water that Jesse studied. And unrefined salt with over 80 minerals in it is very alkalinizing to the body, and it puts the body at a normal pH. And that's very clear from the research and very clear from my research with my patients.
Interesting. Do you remember what the pH was of your daughter's sixth grade project?
Well, we used pH strips, and it only went down to 6. And I believe that pH was right around 6.0 with refined salt. And when we used the unrefined salt, it came up to pretty much a normal pH, which was 7.0.
Wow. Now, do you believe that you need to keep your pH high to avoid cancer and other diseases?
One of my mentors when I started off doing holistic medicine was Dr. Majid Ali. And he said an acidic pH is a marker for an unhealthy body, an absence of health in the body. And there's no question that pH has a big, big issue to do with setting up the stage for cancer and other chronic illnesses to develop. And you can easily make your body too acidic by eating the wrong foods and eating refined foods, such as refined salt.
And what do you find if you were to take the average person in this country that eats the standard American diet, what would you say their pH level is?
The pH level is definitely usually below 6.5. And somewhere between 6.0 and 6.5. And the thicker they are, the lower it is. Then it drops below 6.0. And I can tell you, Joyce, if they clean up their diet and start getting minerals in their diet, which is very alkalinizing and found in unrefined foods, such as unrefined salt, as well as, fruits, vegetables, animals that are, animal products from the animals that are raised appropriately, that their pH comes up to a normal body pH, which is around 7.0 to 7.2.
Interesting. All right, let's go to the callers. Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Brownstein. Oops, I'm sorry. My fault. 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back. That's all we're going to be gone. 1 minute, 10 second, and then Dave in New York with Dr. David Brownstein. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and
Josh.
And I didn't let him talk this hour, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
I'm just learning.
We'll be back. You're learning. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.